We like to tell stories here on KNKX, and this next one comes from our show, Sound Effect. Jennifer Wing is our host, and she has this messy story for you.
When I tell this story, often it contextualizes me within a certain generation, because I think there's a certain generation of people that when you say, oh, I was slimed at Nickelodeon Studios, know exactly what you're talking about. The images that come to mind are just like you see kids with this green goo just falling from the sky onto them.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Wing. You're listening to Sound Effect on 88.5 KNKX, and that's Lizzie Nielsen. She's a doctoral student at the University of Washington, and she's talking about a key period of kids' television in the 90s and early 2000s, when the popular kids' channel Nickelodeon became famous for dropping bright green, snot-like slime on everyone and anyone. They slimed game show contestants, celebrities, and kids from all across the country. And Lizzie, she was lucky enough to become one of those kids. It was 1992. Lizzie was in the fourth grade and on vacation with her family at Orlando Studios. She's on a tour of Nickelodeon Studios, getting to watch a live show, when they ask for a volunteer.
And I think if you polled all of my teachers, they probably would have said I was a very enthusiastic, energetic child. And I remember just like jumping out of my seat being like, I will volunteer. And so then they said, okay, you're going to be the volunteer to get slimed. And I remember looking at my parents and like my mom's face just like mouth open, like jaw drop, saying like, really? And so then they take you backstage and basically give you an outfit so that your clothes don't get ruined. And then you watch the show, and at the very end, they bring you out and tell you to put your fingers in your ears, which I don't know how necessary that is now, but it's supposedly to, you know, prevent you from getting slime in your ears. And then they dump it all over you. And you're in this kiddie pool, and you are covered in this green snot.
Did you look up? Did you see a bucket?
I did. They have like a countdown to it. So they do the whole very enthusiastic countdown, and then you see the people coming towards you with buckets, and then you feel it just like on your hair and your shoulders. It literally felt like goo dropped on you.
And what did it smell like?
I remember it smelling somewhat plasticky.
So you're covered in something that's kind of a thick snot-like substance. It's green. It kind of smells like plastic. And you're happy.
Oh, yes. It's just so funny because I remembered thinking that it was once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And as a, like, 10-year-old at the time that had seen this so many times, it was so exciting. I definitely remembered thinking, I cannot wait to tell my two best friends that this happened. And will anyone actually believe me?
So how did you prove to your friends that it actually happened? Did you save some? Was there any left over in your ears? Or?
We had pictures, and then they give you a certificate.
So you have official documentation,
yes,
that you were slimed.
I have all the paperwork in order to suggest that I was slimed.
If you can channel your 10-year-old self, what specifically about this slimy mess is appealing to kids?
My guess is a lot of it is because we do grow up in a world that is trying to put order to a lot of chaos, often, especially as kids. You know, people around us, the adults, are often trying to give us a lot of rules. And so there's something really freeing about being in a mess and like having a break from having to kind of contain everything that you're doing. And there's something really cool about being able to kind of let loose.
And would you feel that joy if the same thing happened to you today?
Oh, that's a great question. Do you guys have slime, like, for me?
No. Hey, bring in the buckets.